The theft of the canoe by Lewis and Clark was a big deal to the Chinook people. Tribal chairman Ray Gardner says the story was passed down through the generations to the present day.
And our canoes are actually considered living members of the tribe, so which all of our canoes have a heart. So therefore, they were basically stealing a member of the tribe.
As luck would have it, about 3 years ago, Gardner happened to meet a seventh-generation descendant of Captain William Clark. Gardner brought up the sore point of that stolen canoe. Clark family members quickly decided they wanted to erase what they perceive as a stain on the family honor. The family arranged for a replica seagoing canoe to be built by a professional boat builder in Northwest Oregon. Now the 36-foot-long canoe will be presented, blessed, and then launched at a private ceremony near Chinook, Washington. It's 205 years after the initial theft. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.